Clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Thanks for being here with us today for our service. Excited to have our school families and students here, and we all get to enjoy some singing from them later on in the service. So thankful for that. Glad to be together. Thankful to the Lord for his blessings and his forgiveness, which he so freely pours out on us all. Thanks for coming in and being a part of our service today. We also welcome those who are tuned in on the radio on KSBK. Thanks for tuning into our service. We wish you the Lord's blessings as well. And those that are watching later online who couldn't be with us, wish you the Lord's blessings too. Our service this morning begins just inside your bulletin there on page 2 with our hymn of invocation. It's hymn 702, and you can find it in the hymnal in the pew pocket in front of you, the maroon hymnal. So we join together in our hymn of vocation, and we do invite the congregation to please stand on the last verse of this hymn this morning. Let's sing together. We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the Lord's word this morning in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning. That's from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me up high upon a rock. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We sing together the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for today comes from the book of Numbers in the 21st chapter, one of the episodes here with the people of Israel and God out by the way of the Red Sea. Both God's wrath and punishment as well as his mercy shown in this text. We begin in verse 4 of Numbers 21. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord. We continue with our epistle lesson from the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. And you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to please stand now if you're able. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
At this time, we invite the congregation to confess our Christian faith with us to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing our hymn of the day for today? That's hymn 571 in your hymnal, God Loved the World So That He Gave. Let's sing together. Please be seated. Do you remember the old CB talk? Breaker 19. That's how truckers still talk to this very day. Even though we're in the age of iPhones and all that fancy stuff, many of them still use, in fact, the CB radios. Maybe you've heard of a man named C.W. McCall. Anybody heard of him? Old 1975, around that time, he released some songs about truckers. And in those songs, he'd say, Breaker 19, this here's the duck. The duck is a handle, if you don't know. A handle's like a nickname for a truck driver. And the duck would call out and say, you got a copy on me, Pigpen? Come on. And Pigpen would respond, 10-4, good buddy, for sure. It's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Flagtown, probably Flagstaff, Arizona. I don't know. That's a guess that I've always had myself. But they still use this kind of talk. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's kind of fun, actually. Maybe somebody in here has CB antennas and a CB still in their pickup truck or their van. There's one phrase they use that we still kind of use in our common language today, every once in a while, at least I do. Somebody will tell us something and we'll respond, 10-4. 10-4. And that means, I heard you loud and clear. Come through good. 10-4. This morning, though, I'd like to share with you another sort of CB code that's out there. And that's not 10-4, but 10-7. Have you ever heard of that one? 10-7. What does that mean? Well, 10-7 means that someone has retired or gone away or is missing. Can you remember that line? I know some people are racking their brains in that C.W. McCall song right now. He's definitely gone. 10-7 is the line. In other words, he's gone missing. Not to be found. You might be thinking, Pastor Jason, why in the world are you going on and on about CB trucker language this morning in church? Well, because of this psalm. The psalm of the day for today, the appointed psalm in our lectionary. And I was trying to think of a way to help us remember this psalm. And this psalm is, guess what? Psalm, as we'll affectionately refer to it this morning, 10-7. Psalm 107. Psalm 10-7 is all about that. It's all about the times that people have gone missing from their relationship with God. About the times, and I think we've all had them, when we've gone 10-7 when it comes to our relationship with our Lord Jesus. We've had those moments in life where things have taken place in our life, and they haven't been easy, right? They've been difficult. And there's something about being a human that kind of puts us in a place where when things get challenging and things get hard, what do? We dig into our grit. That's what we do. We turn actually inward and we look for the strength to get through a difficult time inside of ourselves. Standard kind of modus operandi that we turn inward when there's any kind of trouble in life. I hope that you're not dealing with any kind of those troubles in your life right now. I hope it's all a bed of roses. But I live in the world too, along with all of you, and so I know there's a good chance there's some stuff going on. some hard things, some difficult things, some confusing things even. Some questions in our minds like, why? Why? Those kinds of situations can have us turned in on ourselves, and what that does then is in our relationship with God, we forget about that old, so to speak, CB mic of prayer. And we find ourselves in our relationship with God missing, or 10-7. But that's what Psalm 107 is all about. It's all about times when people in the world ended up missing from that relationship with God. It starts off beautifully. Let me share some of it with you this morning. It says in verse 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." What it's saying basically there is that he's always going to be there for you. That's his promise to us, that he'll never leave us, like Jesus said, or forsake us. He'll always be there. The psalm goes on in verse 4 and says this, "Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way, no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in." Friends, he's always there for you, and he's always there for me. And look at what the psalmist says in verse 6. "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble." In those difficult things that come our way in life, and heck, even in the good times, we can find ourselves 10-7 with God. Sometimes those are even the most that we get away from him. But this is when the trouble starts, friends. When we get wrapped up in things in our lives, wrapped up in sin, wrapped up in death, wrapped up in pleasure seeking. See, it's another thing about being human, that we all kind of have our own roadmap that we're following. And all the little dots on our roadmap, all the places that we're headed, they're only temporary. We're looking for peace, all of us. We're looking for satisfaction. We're looking for comfort. We're looking for pleasure. We're looking for contentment. Some of us desperately seeking it, all of us seeking it. But we've got our own little roadmap. And we've got our own little spots on that roadmap where we think we can find what we're looking for. But like Jesus tells the woman at the well, that water will only leave you thirsty again. You head for those things. I head for those things at times. We think everything's going to be better if I can just get what, like money, wealth. These things will fix it. We really, really, really believe that. If I can just straighten out this relationship or that relationship, then everything will be well. All will be okay. But those dots are our only temporary spots on our map. They will not sustain. They will not give us what we're after. That's where our Lord comes in. That's what he has to offer. That's what happens when we wander away and when all of a sudden the troubles or the joys of life have got us completely 10-7 with God and we haven't even talked to him for quite some time. But he's calling out to us, and I know we can hear him through the static of our own garbage on that radio. He's calling out saying, hey buddy, where are you? He did that in Genesis chapter 3 too. When Adam and Eve sinned, they went and hid from him. And humans are still the same as they've always been. He's been calling out. But when things are tricky, when we've been away from him. That's what Psalm 10:7 is showing us. It's showing us, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Remember Jonah in the belly of the whale? He had his own roadmap too, didn't he? God tells him to go to the Ninevites and preach. And Jonah says, no way. And he runs as far as he can. Gets on a ship bound for Tarshish, as far away as he can possibly get from Nineveh, by land and sea. And then he finds himself in one of those spots. Gosh, I pray you're not in one of those spots right now in your life. I pray everything's going well. But whether you're in one or not, through the static of all that's going on, through the busyness of all this stuff, on that static CB radio we hear, Breaker 19. How you doing, buddy? The question is how long it's been since we've picked up that CB mic of prayer, so to speak, and let him even know what's going on, told him what we needed. Yeah, we might be in the middle of a mess, but this is what the psalm is telling us, friends. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. This is what we forget. The world just gets us so wrapped up that we forget that we have a God who loved us and who loves us and who sent his only son Jesus to die for us. And you know what it did? Just like when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up to draw all of us unto himself. And when he lifted up Jesus, one of the most amazing things that Jesus did for us in the cross and in his resurrection is that he made sure that CB mic of prayer would always be connected. And then when tough stuff comes, or when joys come, or when whatever life throws at us happens, when we have to deal with sin, when we have to deal with guilt, when we have to deal even with death, that there's a connection, and there'll always be a connection thanks to Jesus. And we can grab that thing, that mic of prayer, and we can ask for his help, and we can cry out to him like it says in the Psalms, and his promises that he will deliver us. We forget that we have a God because we're so busy. Happens to me too. We get hung up on stuff. And this psalm is 43 verses long. So we can't go through the rest of it. Not in the time that we have today. But I encourage you, I invite you to remember Psalm 107, 10:7. And tonight, before you close your eyes and fall asleep, no matter how much road dust is on that Bible of yours, to just grab it and read those 43 verses from Psalm 107 tonight before you fall asleep. And see how throughout the psalm, in verse 6, and in verse 9, and in verse 23, how the psalmist is crying out in his distress. Over and over and over, it happens in Psalm 10:7. Over and over. That they cry out to God and he answers them. Brothers and sisters, that's what he wanted me to tell you today, was that he's there and that he loves you and that he cares for you and that he will help in time of trouble. When Jesus went to his cross and died, he died for you. That's the difference between any other message that the world has to tell us and the true message of the gospel. The gospel, the message of faith, is that this, Jesus Christ gave his life for me, for you. That faith that believes that message, that's the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of God. He promises it to us in our baptism. And by it, he gives us the true roadmap to life so we can flush the one that we've been following and recognize that with God's help, he'll lead us where we need to go in life and in death, no matter what. He's got your back. He said it himself. He'll never leave you. He calls you friends. He calls us his own children. He's called calling. Breaker 19. How you doing, buddy? Pick up the mic of prayer. Answer his call. He came and he lived and he died for you, and he wants us to all be reminded today that he's there no matter what we're going through. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord God, draw us into your light. Expose whatever we, like your people of old, have thought, spoken, or acted against you. Lord, expose and let us see the times, Lord, that we ignored you. We forgot about you. That in repentance we might look to your Son, lifted up on the cross, and be saved from your righteous wrath. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, you gave your only Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And we pray you'd bless the work of all Christian people as they serve in their vocations as true missionaries, carrying this message of the gospel of grace and the forgiveness of sins to the ends of the earth, that many may hear of your love in Christ Jesus and be saved through him. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have set Joseph as our president, Jared as our governor, and as our authorities over us for good. Bless and sustain them with all they need to govern us, that we might be ruled wisely and in accord with your will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you had Moses lift up the bronze serpent in the wilderness, thereby foreshadowing your own Son's lifting up on the cross. Teach us to hear in the Old Testament the promises and pictures of Christ, who is our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are our light and our salvation. Lord, we pray that you'd hide in the shelter of your care Lois Wildholm, also Kay Scharf, the family of Vicky Krizen, Emily Johnson and family, John Brownell, Ava Hoffman, Michelle Sechrist, Willa Del Erke, Robert Hagedorn, Leonard Vigil, Sean Austin, the family of Mike Kirk, Jim and Linda Holman, Audrey Price, Debbie Ford, Kierlin Jerry, Mona Hauser, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Ella Clark, Greg, Chris, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, keep them, hold them, protect them in their day of trouble. Keep them from falling into faithless fear, and uphold them with your peace in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. We lift up our voices in thanksgiving, for you have redeemed us out of trouble and gathered us here that our souls may not faint within us. Lord, satisfy our longing hearts, not with temporary things of the world, Lord, but with your Son's good word of the gospel, that we may abide in your eternal peace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you've made us alive in Christ. even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, by the gift of faith. Cause your Spirit to be at work in us, that we may not carry out the sinful desires of our body and minds, but be your workmanship in Christ Jesus, walking in good works, loving our neighbors, caring for one another. Lord, turn us out from being focused inward and show us that the strength comes from you. And Lord, continue to prepare us to serve humbly for the sake of our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we have a special music treat for everyone as our school students come forward to sing. Hey, great job, you guys. Sounds wonderful. Wow. At this time, we come to the time in our service for our tithes and offerings. We remember as the plate is passed and brought to the altar that what the scripture says, which is that we should not give grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. But we do have the opportunity now to return to the Lord a portion of those gifts that he's given to us in our time of offering. While the offerings are collected and presented this morning, our organist will play for us on the piano a beautiful instrumental piece. Let us pray. Gracious Lord God, we lift these gifts to you, Lord, for truly you inspire us, Lord, to give thankfully from the bounty that you provide us with. Lord, our prayer for these gifts today and for those given online is that you would bless them to be used for the purpose of the gospel, that all may hear of your love and your salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Invite the congregation now to please stand, if you're able, for our praying of the Lord's Prayer together and our benediction. Let's pray as the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Please be seated. Would you join us in singing our closing hymn this morning? That's hymn 918 in your hymnal. Guide me, O thou great Redeemer. Let's sing.
Thank you.
Always a blessing to be gathered together with brothers and sisters in Christ. So excited to have our school families here and the students and the singing and all the wonderful songs that they sang. Thanks so much for being here for our service today. Just a few quick announcements before we head out. There is going to be cake and, as far as I understand, tacos in the fellowship hall. So please stay if you'd like to join us for that, to have some cake and something to eat, maybe a bite, and hang around with us for a little bit after the service is over too. On your way out the door, make sure and grab a Lenten devotion. They're on your right beside the door there. You can grab one of those. Those have devotions for every week during Lent. Anybody's welcome to those, of course. And this Tuesday night, March the 12th, so that's coming up like in 2 days. We'll have our Theology on Tap out at the Colorado Farm Brewery. And so if you'd like to come out and be a part of that, it starts at 6:30 out there at the Farm Brewery. Our Theology on Tap discussion that we started last time and we'll continue this time is our discussion on hidden God and how God himself actually purposefully has places where he doesn't reveal himself and places where he does reveal himself, and why and how and all those issues. So if you're interested in that, please come out and take part in our discussion. We'd absolutely love to have you out there. 6:30 Tuesday at the Farm Brewery. We do have some Easter plans coming up that we'll get into here as we get closer. Want everybody to remember the church website. Our new one is up and live, and also our app. So if you don't have our church app, you can download that on the App Store, Google Play, or Apple. Trinity Lutheran Alamosa is the thing to search for there. If you have trouble, let us know. But if you download our app, you can basically keep up with what's going on at Trinity all the time, whether you're here or whether you're not. You can listen to sermons, Bible studies, everything online. So please, if you don't have our app, download it. We'd love to share that with you. And my last comment is in the bulletin is, as usual, the contact information for Christian Marriage and Family Counseling. This counseling place that we put in the bulletin is excellent. So if you're having any trouble, if you know of anybody who's having any trouble in those areas of life, please don't hesitate to make a suggestion to them to reach out to these people. They can really, really help. So that information is provided for you there too in the bulletin. And that's all the announcements that I have. Does anybody have anything else that needs to come up this morning? Yes, Patricia.
I just wanted to remind everybody, about a month ago or so, I told you we were going to get a wish list for the school going, and it is up, and it's on our bulletin board. If anybody wants to look, there's just a wish list of things that the teachers would like to have. They have QR codes, and if you don't know how to use it, I can show you. If you don't have a QR code, just look at that and get together with Annie, and you can help out the school that way.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, on the bulletin board in the fellowship hall, they're hanging up there, and those QR codes are cool. So you can just snack that with your phone and then help purchase those items that the school's needing. Anybody have anything else? Yeah, Pat.
I set up a display in the fellowship hall.
Okay.
It's for the ladies, our service project. So I'd like you ladies to look at that, and if you have any questions, please contact me. And also, I have some sheets out there in the fellowship hall on that easel if you want to give for
Easter lilies, okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much. If you want to give Easter lilies, there's a sheet there. Anybody have anything else? If there are any other announcements this morning, again, we thank you all for being here. Please turn to the person in front of you, beside you, and behind you, and greet each other with a warm handshake and the greeting, good morning, God bless you.
been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.